Greetings and salutations, and welcome back to Colin's Last Stand right here on YouTube. My name is Colin Moriarty. Now, today, I'm in a pretty good mood. I'm about to go to the beach. I got my beach attire on. Doesn't really look actually any different than the usual attire I wear, I guess. But I don't leave the house very often. I work a lot. So I'm really excited to get out of the house, go to the beach with Aaron today, enjoy the beautiful day outside. But before I do, I thought I'd parlay that positivity I'm feeling today into, I think, a pretty positive video, especially in this negative political environment that we find ourselves mired in day after day after day. So the topic today is actually a Pew Research poll that I wanted to do a video on that I think exemplifies the political divide in the United States and how polarized we've become to such a degree on the right and on the left, something that I think is mirrored in Western Europe, something that I think is mirrored even in Eastern Europe, in Asia, in South America, but certainly represented here, where there are just two realities that now exist in politics. There is the right-wing reality and the left-wing reality. There is very little crossover between those realities, but the word reality suggests that only one of them can be true. But my suggestion is that neither of them are actually true, and that the vacuum being created in the middle, that the more polarized these two parties become, these two sides become, creates a new normal way for us to move forward, right down the middle. And the reason that I'm feeling so positive about this today is for one simple reason. That when I was looking at the Pew Research poll that I'm going to show you here that I've linked in the description below so you can kind of investigate it yourself, look at the methodology and all those kinds of things if you're interested. But what I saw there was something promising in the numbers that Pew really didn't focus on at all. In fact, they just kind of threw it away in little sentences, and we're going to get into that in a minute. My buddy Dave Rubin and I often talk about politics, and one of the things we often come back to inadvertently, I think, is the reality of partisan politics and the fray of politics out there right now representative of the reality of people on the ground? In other words, is what you see on Twitter, on Facebook, on cable news, and all that reflective of the real deep partisan divide that exists in the United States? Now, Dave will say, and I think rightfully so, that the echo chamber and all of the hyperbole that you see in places where political types gather doesn't represent the reality on the ground. And I think he's right about that. But when I was reading the Pew Research polling, it suggests that something else might also be true, that there really is a divide growing amongst people that lean conservative or lean liberal or extremely conservative or extremely liberal, and that they actually look at very fundamental institutions of the United States in ways that actually suggest that they're not even talking about the same things. And this in and of itself is a negative. And I know that I wanted this to be a positive video, and it's going to be a positive video. But certainly, when you look at, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and one side vehemently agrees with it, and one side vehemently disagrees with that, that's a tough situation to find our society in. So what Pew did is they endeavored to ask like something like 2,400 participants, split somewhat evenly, although not completely evenly, but somewhat evenly between Republican or conservative leaning people and Democratic or liberal leaning people, and independents that also lean one way or the other. Like, I'm an independent that leans to the right. So they asked well over 2,000 people how they felt about certain fundamental institutions to the United States and whether they're positive or negative, if they have a positive effect on society and on our culture or a negative effect on our society and our culture. And those five things are religious organizations, banking and financial institutions, labor unions, the media, and the university system. So a nice swath of real America. A lot of Americans find themselves in labor unions or were in labor unions. A lot of Americans have gone through the educational, the collegiate system of the United States. We all pretty much deal with the financial institutions of our country. We all interact in some way with our media. And many of us are of a religious conscience as well. So these questions, I think, are a nice kind of just broad brush of how we're going to judge society. But the disconcerting thing about Pew Research's findings, and again, Pew Research being a very, very well-respected organization in polling, so I believe what they're saying, but the disconcerting thing about their numbers is that Democrats and Republicans just answered things, for the most part, radically differently. When it came to religious organizations, the GOP respondents thought that there was an overwhelming positive effect to be had by religious institutions on our American society. Well, Democrats agree that there was a positivity there, but far less so. There's a swing of about 45 points between them. When it came to banking and financial institutions, the GOP looked at the banking and financial institutions as somewhat positive, barely so, but somewhat positive, while the Democrats or the liberals had an overwhelmingly negative outlook on financial institutions, which created a swing of 30 points. When looking at labor unions, the GOP looked at labor unions negatively, while Democrats looked at labor unions as overwhelmingly positive with a 50-point swing. Both the GOP and the Democrats thought that the media was a negative, although the GOP, only 10% of them thought that the media had a positive effect, while 85% thought that there was a negative effect by the media, while Democrats were 44-46 for a negative 2, but somewhere in the margin of error, so really somewhere kind of more neutral. That's like a 73-point swing. And then the biggest swing of all was actually the way we looked at our university systems. The GOP looks at it as a negative, the liberals and the Democrats look at it as an overwhelmingly positive for a 75-point swing. Actually, if you look deeper into Pew Research's polling, you realize that if you identify as very liberal or very conservative, these numbers actually become even crazier, more scattered. And that illustrates where I think the positive comes from. But there's an even greater positive to draw out of this when you look at something that I think Pew buried, which is how many people didn't respond at all with an "I don't know." Because that's going to be a powerful tool in creating this new third way forward. I don't know. So when asked about religious organizations, 13% of conservative respondents and 14% of Democratic respondents answered, "I don't know." When asked about banking and financial institutions, 17% of Republican or conservative respondents and 13% of Democratic or liberal respondents answered, "I don't know." When asked about labor unions, about one-fifth of liberals and conservatives alike, 21% of GOP respondents and 19% of Democratic respondents answered, "I don't know." And then the numbers really shrunk from there with the media and the university system. The media, only 5% of Republicans and 10% of Democrats didn't know, while only 6% of Republicans and 9% of Democrats didn't know. So why is that positive, you're asking? Well, I think it's positive because as this gulf grows between the parties and the ideologies, there are a massive group of disaffected people growing more and more every day that cannot relate to the extremes on both sides. And the extremes are taking over the parties. When everyone looks at the way the Democrats failed against Donald Trump and they think that going further to the left is the answer, that's a scary thing. That's not the answer at all. And when you look at the right, which has kind of encapsulated this mixture of some strange, more liberal ideas like protectionism or whatever, along with some far-right nationalist or ideological or immigration policies or whatever, the answer is not to go further to the right there as well. The answer is actually to come more to the middle, where I feel like a preponderance of people are. And indeed, the Pew Research polling indicates that the more moderate you are, the more likely you are to see eye to eye. I mean, just look at the polling for yourself. I feel like a lot of people disparage the idea of a third party or a third way forward, and I understand why that is. I mean, there have been some comic book characters that have run third party or independent in the past. I'm actually going to do a video in the coming weeks on the history of third party candidacies in the United States, so that's something to look forward to if you're interested in that. But nonetheless, I think the major failure of third party or independent candidates, and I really want to focus more on third parties as opposed to independent, because there is no foundation, there is no platform from which to build everything. And unlike the Democrats and the Republicans, this movement is going to have to start from the top and trickle its way down, not the other way around. So there's an uphill battle to be fought. And I know that everyone always looks at this as a fool's errand, but I really do believe that in a polarized society in which we live in, the candidacy of a viable third party candidate as soon as 2020, and certainly by 2024, but I think 2020, is inevitable. And you're seeing it in Pew's numbers, the numbers that they kind of didn't sweep under the rug, but just kind of felt like they weren't important because it didn't tell the story that they wanted to tell. The story there is not only a polarized America, the story is that there's a bunch of disaffected people. If you can rally 10 or 15% of the people around a movement that speaks for them, as opposed to two movements that don't speak for them, in which they're selecting the lesser of two evils, as the old adage goes, that's a massive win for the system. They're not going to win an election with 10 or 15% or 20% or 25%, but that's a massive, huge way to affect change, to show the Democrats and the Republicans that we're not messing around anymore with these polar extremes, that we're not messing around anymore with the hyper-partisanship, with the lack of any sort of compromise or coherent way to work together. It wasn't that long ago when Republicans and Democrats were closer to the center and that there was a Venn diagram that developed where they might have disagreed on a bunch of issues, but they could agree on something and get something done together. They're so far apart now that there is no overlap in the circle, and that just leaves, again, that gap, that massive swath in the middle where there's lots of people. There are millions and millions of us in the middle that aren't in the middle because that's the place we want to hedge our bets. We're in the middle because we look at this and we're like, these extremes simply cannot speak for us. And so when I look at the Pew Research numbers, I'm like, great, this is awesome news. There's something for us to work with here. There are people comfortable enough to answer some of these questions, of course, but there are plenty of people that are not comfortable, that are comfortable saying, I don't know, that these problems and quandaries are way more complicated than a yes or no or positive or negative. Are religious organizations having a positive or negative effect on American politics and American society? Well, Religious institutions do inject a level of morality and a level of hope and faith into society, which I think is a positive. Religious organizations and religious charities help homeless people and people that have, you know, women that have been beaten or people that are addicted to drugs and all those kinds of things. So they do have a huge positive effect. Yet American society is supposed to be built on secular roots. American society shouldn't be influenced overtly by religion and all those kinds of things. So I'm somewhere in the middle. Banking and financial institutions, of course, they have a positive effect on American society. We all put our money in banks. We trust them with our money, with the FDIC and all those kinds of things. I guess it's easy to do. They lubricate the economic wheels with loans and with lots of capital investments and all those kinds of things. But banking and financial institutions also take advantage of loopholes in the system. They are responsible for what happened in 2008 and other things, along with people that went along with them, of course. But again, I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't know that they're positive or negative. I'm comfortable enough saying that. Labor unions. I'm against public sector unions for the most part, except for if you're putting your life on the line or you're in some sort of danger. So if you're a cop or something like that, then I think there's probably nothing wrong with being unionized. But I also have no problem at all with private sector unions, which proliferate around the United States. And I have no doubt in my mind, being a student of history, that labor unions have played a very important role in making labor more fair for the worker since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, really. So again, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not comfortable saying yes or no. And even when you see things like the media and the university system, which is really more about the soul of the country as opposed to the politics of the country, where fewer people were willing to kind of abstain from answering, I still feel somewhat in the middle. The media is really being overrun with a lot of bullshit, a lot of so-called fake news. There are a lot of terrible journalists and terrible outlets out there that are down to character assassinate and destroy people. They've come after me personally, so I know what that's all about. But there are also great outlets and great journalists doing great work out there that I try to heighten and expose on my own show here on Colin's Last Stand that you can find in the description in my bibliography of every single video that I do. So obviously, I'm somewhere in the middle on that as well. And I'm a product of the university system in the United States. I went to a great private university that I'm really proud of having gone to. But I also acknowledge that there is a partisan takeover of certain colleges going on. You can see it as clear as day. And that partisanship really has no place in overarching kind of collegiate ecosystems where people are supposed to be able to absorb and learn from different kinds of ideas from different parts of the political spectrum. And I encourage that and I hope that that continues to happen. So again, I don't know that I can answer that as a simple yes or no. We're going to be able to, I really feel confident about this, create a movement in 2020 and 2024 that shirks the nonsense going on both sides, that lops off the reasonable moderate parts of both sides and takes the moderate and good ideas from both sides, the low taxation, say, from the right wing, the environmental and climate change causes from the left wing, just as an example, and combine them into something cohesive and coherent that we can all rally around. So third-party candidacies are usually about some sort of minor cult of personality thing going on, but our movement is going to be about more than that. Our movement is going to be about ideas, something sustainable, and something that we can grow and build upon for the future. For 2024, for 2028, for 2032. What we're trying to do here to create reason and logic and an ability to select and choose the best ideas regardless of ideology will ring truer and truer to more and more people. I'm feeling damn good about that being the new reality. And others are starting to agree. The things we've been saying in our little corner of the internet for a long time are starting to become more popular. Just look at the CBS op-ed that really encapsulates it. Guys, there is a third way opening. We have to seize the opportunity before us. And we don't want those on the extremes. I don't want anything to do with those people, the people that actually insult centrism, that act like we're trying to have it both ways or that we're unwilling to make a stance. No, what I'm saying is just because Donald Trump's in office and I don't like Donald Trump doesn't mean I like you any better, because I don't. Donald Trump doesn't seem like a good man. Donald Trump doesn't have his mind wrapped around the issues. He doesn't have good opinions on those issues. Guess what? Neither does the other side. Sorry. Oh, I'm feeling good. It's time for me to go to the beach. I'm going to enjoy this day, get the hell out of the house for once in my life. But I hope you enjoyed the video. Thank you so much for your support here on Colin's Last Stand. I really hope that you're enjoying what I'm doing here. Please thumb up the video if you liked it. Thumb it down if you don't. Leave some comments down there. I'm often in the comments interacting with you guys. Please keep it respectful and constructive. We have a great thing going on here on YouTube compared to so many of these other, you know, cesspool ecosystems that are on YouTube. We have, I think, something a little more positive and constructive going on and substantive. And so let's try to keep that going. Please share this video with your family and friends if you're so inclined. And please consider supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/Colin's Last Stand. As you may have noticed, this entire series is ad-free. No baked-in ads, no activations, no ads even running on YouTube. This is entirely fan-funded. through subscriptions at Patreon at the $1, $5, $10, whatever a month levels. You get special perks for going over there, and you also ensure that this remains independent and viable for an entire audience of people that might not be able to pay for it or might not be inclined to pay for it. So I appreciate you whether or not you are over there on Patreon, but obviously my patrons hold a very special place in my heart. Anyway, I appreciate your time and I appreciate your attention. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday for that Dunkirk video, as I promised a long time ago. Until then, keep on learning.